was ready. I was not. Okay.
Wisconsin whiskey.
Okay, I went to a festival in Oshkosh hoping to find some Wisconsin whiskey, and I see Driftless Glen, and I keep thinking, well, that's cool. Maybe I should revisit them. I've never heard of them. Because they've got some spirits in, like, all over the place. I think I saw their shit in, like, 3 or 4 different aisles. Did not know they were in Wisconsin until I happened to be looking at the bourbon. They have these dope-ass square bottles that are really cool. Like, they make you feel like it's a sexy decanter. And that, like, given the necessity, you could beat a motherfucker to death with this bottle. I don't know what the scenario for that would be. I recorded the mead episode right before this one, so. And their cork even says Driftless Glen. That's fucking hot. I love that shit. Love the square. Like, I cannot get over the square bottle. It's a weather vane. Okay, that's cool. Taste the American Spirit. Straight bourbon. 48% ABV. 796 proof, 750 milliliters. Which I heard recently that 750 milliliters, this is a fifth, you know, because apparently it's a fifth of a gallon. I never heard that my entire life. I had always heard the little, like, half, what is now I know is a half pint. That is what they could have called a fifth. That's every, like, forever. Somebody's like, a fifth of Jack. And I'm like, oh, okay, the little bottle. Lesson learned, I reckon. This is small batch number 63, distilled, aged, and bottled in Baraboo, Wisconsin. Bottled by Angelica. Thank you for putting that, like, flipping that switch, Angelica. Straight bourbon whiskey. Balanced and full-bodied. This batch of carefully selected barrels in this is non-chill filtered. Dig that. To preserve its subtle spice and notes of caramel and vanilla. We have touched each bottle. That's dirty. So with thumbs up, we can share our dream and taste the American. Oh, conspiracy. That's cool. I didn't realize with the little squiggly thing. That's somebody's fucking fingerprint. If it's not Angelica's, I'm going to be pissed. So let's see. That's the thumb and that's the middle finger. Unless Angelica's got some big ass fucking hands. Oh, and it says Driftless Glen. Like, I cannot get over this bottle design. I'm going to keep this bottle and, like, put something else in it once it's gone. This is nice. That's a nice bottle. I like that. Aged 4+ years in new oak barrels and bottled by a Driftless Glen Distillery. With gluten-free. Please drink responsibly. This is Wisconsin. Who the fuck drinks responsibly? This is the drunkest state in the union. Oh, I'm gonna blow my nose. I don't have anything to blow my nose. Here we go. Swirling it. Looking at the legs. Pretending I know what the fuck that means. Smells like bourbon. Smells like a caramel apple. That's the first thought I have. Here's the taste. Oh, God. Ugh. That's bad. Oh, that's bad. Oh. Oh, okay. Immediate taste notes. Cinnamon. Oh, wait. That might be the... Okay. Whew. The things I do for you people. Who I've never met and don't know if they exist. Oh, I'm trying to describe this taste. It is... Well, my mouth is now dead. Okay, my immediate thought is that everybody shits on Fireball. First of all, because Fireball's not real whiskey, it's a cinnamon liqueur. Shit. Fuck. But people talk about how Fireball is cheap and tastes like it, and it's got that overwhelming cinnamon flavor. A little bit of that caramel that they describe. Maybe that was vanilla I was tasting. Dear God Almighty, that was bad. That was so... This is why I will never end up with a distiller on this show. Even if it got popular. It is because I will be very honest about your whiskey. And that sucked. That was shitty fucking bourbon. That's gonna go in the basement. Which, for those of you who don't know, the basement shelf is... I don't throw away alcohol. I probably should, or like put it all in a 5-gallon bucket and drop it off at a frat house or some shit. But I usually just say that I'm, you know, saving it for the apocalypse and put it in the basement. Oh, because so there's like 25 or 30 bottles of liquor down there, because in Wisconsin, you can't find the little bottles, right? So you have to buy the full bottle if you want to try stuff. I like to try alcohol from different places, different countries, different kinds. But anything that nobody will drink in my house goes to the basement. I'm gonna have to go get something to brush. Not brush my teeth, to blow my nose. Oh my god, that was bad. Sorry, I should have paused it, but apparently my whole house is out of tissues and paper towels. I had to go get toilet paper. Oh, that might be the worst whiskey I've ever had. No, that's not the worst whiskey I've ever had, but it's certainly on the list now. Holy fuck. Okay. This episode is going to be a little bit shorter than normal because I only have three whiskeys. Because Wisconsin whiskey's fucking expensive. Let's see. J. Henry and Sons. Wisconsin straight rye whiskey. 4-grain rye. Small batch. Everybody advertises small batch. Which is a technical term. Like, it's you mix between so many and so many cases, it makes your small batch. But they put that on there so that you know that they pay attention. Clearly, Driftless Glen does not pay attention. Holy fuck. 100 proof. This is bottle number 848. Batch number, I think that's a 7. For over, there's a little picture of a barn on the back. I don't know what the fuck it says. I'm assuming that's their name. For over 75 years, our family has grown superior corn, wheat, and rye on Henry Farms. We are proud. Oh, we know this is Wisconsin. For over 75 years, our family has grown superior corn, wheat, and rye on Henry Farms. We are proud to offer a unique rye whiskey made with these high-quality grains. The key to this rare 4-grain rye, oh, it's so rare, don't you know? Oh, you know, is the use of spooner rye, developed in 1985. Oh, I tell you, 1985, that was such a great year. I wasn't alive, but I've heard good things. By Professor Robert A. Forsberg. I wonder if he's related to Jen Forsberg. With the University of Wisconsin Department of Agronomy. That's not a word. At the Spooner, Wisconsin Agricultural Research Station. They need to name these things better. I tell you what. Seems like back in the day they would have called it like UTEC or VDIV or something. You know, something catchy. That it's just... The University of Wisconsin Department of Agronomy at the Spooner, Wisconsin Agricultural Research Station. No wonder no kids are going into the trades, don't you know? Oh, hey. Whoop. You make them sound so fucking boring. This rye was granted plant variety protection by the United States Department of Agriculture in 1996. Oh. That was my favorite year. I was born in 97, but I've heard good things. We combine Spooner rye, red corn, and Glacier wheat with... They don't grow wheat on glaciers, do they? Who knows? With barley malt to offer you this signature 4-grain rye. The result is a truly unique experience. Reward yourself and celebrate the fruits of your labor. From our farm to you, Spooner Rye lends peppery and vegetal notes. Wow, just here I couldn't do vegetal in that accent. Vegetal? Maybe. Notes, while the red corn adds sweetness and glacier wheat contributes creaminess. Is there ever been a more disgusting word than creaminess? Penetrate, maybe. Oh, come on. You know, back in the day, I had a blade with me at all times. Sounds like I was a knife fighter. I was not a knife fighter. I just carried a lot of knives. And now I never have anything to fucking cut something with or open something with. Use this fucking Pilot G2. Oh, I'm sorry if I overreacted. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people... They seem to be successful, but that just... That Driftless Glen was not my cup of tea. Hopefully, J. Henry and his sons can do a better job. If I can get the fucking bottle open... Oh my god, it's like getting a girl naked on prom night. I wouldn't know. I didn't go to prom. I didn't have a prom to go to, and no girl has ever asked me to get her naked. All right, here we go. Let's get pop. Okay, here's the smell. I can smell the, it reminds me of, the smell reminds me of Yellowstone bourbon. It's corn and a little bit of chocolatiness. Here's the taste. Huh. It's got a lot of afterburn, but that's common with rye. I'm not a huge rye guy. It's got like a peppery peppercorn kind of shit to it. I don't hate it, but it's not worth what I paid. I'm gonna get some water. No, I was really excited to do the Wisconsin wine or the Wisconsin whiskey episode because I thought I'd have some good ones. The rye, the J. Henry and Sons rye, it's just, it's not for me. It's not, I don't think it's bad. It's just, it's very rye. Got that peppercorn and then that thing, you know, rye gives kind of, it's got a bite to it. And I know people who would like this, and I know a lot of people would like this. Driftless Glen, I just think was fucking garbage. Although it may just be the one whiskey I got, but like, J. Henry, not for me. Driftless Glen, not for anyone. Don't even fucking give that to people. Give it to people you don't like. Okay. Let's see this next one. Door County, it was good to me with the mead. Door County Distillery. Single malt whiskey. Crafted in Door County, Wisconsin. 80 proof, 40% ABV. Let's read their shtick. Single malt whiskey. One of a kind single barrel malt whiskey is distilled from 100% barley mash produced locally, giving it a sweet and smooth profile. Mellow oak flavors make this very easy drinking whiskey. Does anybody ever actually type in www. anymore? DoorCountyDistillery.com. Oh, great. This one's going to be tough to open, too. Fucking fantastic. Oh, okay. That was easy. Staples.
That was easy.
They've got, like, a keyhole on the top. Well, that's cool. I wonder if they had to pay extra for that. Probably. Disappointing. Smell our last whiskey of the episode. Ugh, what the fuck? What does that remind me of? Petrichor. The smell of dust after rain. I didn't mean what the fuck in a bad way. It smells quite delightful. It caught me off guard. It coughed me off guard. It caught me off guard. That was the what the fuck. Petrichor and honey. And now we taste. Okay, hold on. I might have to have a sandwich before bed. That's delightful. It doesn't have anything crazy. Like, I wouldn't describe it as like a wholly unique whiskey. But I would drink that. I will end up drinking this. Probably. I mean, I bought a lot of whiskey the other night. Yeah, that's good shit. I mean, like, yeah, I like that. It's not bad. It's got this. Oh, how to fuck me in the asshole with the big old strap on? I don't know. Fucking. Yeah, honey and petrichor is the best way I know how to describe that whiskey. It's Door County Distillery single malt. It's great. Like, I like it. It's good. It's good shit. J. Henry, not for me. Driftless Glen, straight bourbon whiskey. I mean, if it's straight, maybe you should have it suck a cock and get a little gay, because it's bad.